for calling customer support. And you're speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I just called because I've seen some charges on my card on this phone number, and I wasn't sure what is it about.
What's the zip code?
22932.
First and last name?
Raluca Manino.
Can you verify shipping address for security purposes?
534 Birches Creek Road in Crozet, Virginia, 22932.
Okay, yes. Now it does show that you ordered a smart fitness tracker, replacement color straps, smart fitness watch, and a lifetime warranty. You paid for that on the 24th, $797.1995.
No, I actually did. The order was declined. And I actually called the bank and I told them I didn't make the purchase. So I'm not sure why this was still charged on my card. Like, I don't want no products. I don't want nothing. I just want my money back. I there's nothing that I want from you guys.
Okay.
I mean, if you guys already send whatever you send, I am more than happy to ship them back because I do not want the product. There's no way to get out of that website, so you guys want to do something about it, because when you're trying to get out or to deny, though it did say to me at the end, it says declined, it showed on my screen, and then I called the bank, and they told me not to worry about it, but then I still see the charges.
Okay, so if you already filed a dispute with the bank, you have them call us back with the bank. You can call us
back.
No,
I didn't file no dispute with the bank. I didn't file no dispute with the bank. They told me that it's declined. They told me that when the purchase was made, it showed declined.
Okay. It showed declined for only one.
It didn't show no purchase, no nothing. As soon as I hit to go back with the button on my home screen, it showed decline, and that's it.
Okay.
And also, when the bank called me, said that there's a decline transaction. So I don't know why it's still charged if it says declined.
Only one of them declined. The rest of them went through.
Which one declined?
The warranty.
The
$19.95.
Okay, well, I do not want this. I want my money back. I don't want to file no dispute because I have to pay for it. It's going to take months. I do not want this product.
Okay, so you don't want the...
No, I don't want nothing. There's three charges on my card, $19.98, $7.97, and $6.97.
Okay. Because it doesn't show you called in and spoke with someone.
This is the first time I'm calling. I spoke with the bank. This is the first time I see the charges on my bank account.
All right. Well, since you wasn't aware of the terms and conditions, I can go ahead and offer you a 35% refund. Would you like that?
Why 35% and not the whole thing?
Because it does say some of the terms and conditions. If you don't call in and cancel before your 14-day trial is up, you will be billed the full price. Doesn't show where you
well,
did call in.
Well, you said before the 14 days. This charge, this purchase was made on 4/26. That's 2 days ago.
Yes.
So what do you mean 14 days? I called in between those 14 days.
You didn't call in on the same day, ma'am. Why you didn't call on the same day on the 4/24 when you received all those charges? Which one did you order? Did you order the fitness tracker?
I didn't order nothing, ma'am. It showed declined on my purchase.
It only shows decline for the lifetime warranty because it shows that you ordered the smart fitness tracker, the replacement colored straps, and a second smart fitness tracker. So you ordered two smart fitness tracker and a replacement straps. And
ma'am,
it declined the warranty.
It didn't show to me that whatever it declined. It says purchase declined. So when you're saying purchase declined, what do you understand by that? That the whole purchase is declined, right? Because it didn't give me an amount. It didn't give me nothing to know what has been canceled. It just says purchase declined. That's it. So how should I know that it's still charging me? In the bank, it's not showing in the same day. The bank takes 2 days to show the charges on your card.
Okay.
So there's no way for me to know, you know, who to call you if it says purchase declined.
All right, so you just have the bank give us a call back. Just give us a call. You and the bank give us a call. If you want a refund, you have to give the bank give
Man,
us a call.
It's going to take months for $30 to get back. Come on. Really?
Yes,
just
ma'am.
Give me then the 35% thing off, whatever. Just give
That's on all future orders. You said you don't want any future orders.
Oh, no, I don't want no, or I don't want this order either.
Okay, 35% applies to future orders.
Okay, well, the bank and my lawyer will call you for that.
All right, well,
thank you
for calling customer
support.